Last week we dedicated a book to God's glory, the new book by Bill Jones, You'll Always Be a Winner, and we placed our hands on it, and Bill and Mary Frances Jones, I see them in the back there, they placed their hands on it, and we blessed this book for God's glory. All the proceeds will be going to sponsor needy children and youth to attend Duke Day this coming fall. They'll have the opportunity to attend a chapel service, a cookout, and a Duke football game. Our goal is to be able to sponsor 100 children and youth. If you'd like to support this mission, please make checks payable to FUMC United Methodist Men. Books will be available after the service at the celebration station. And we thank all of you that purchased books and made donations last week. It was a wonderful sight to see people donating to this Duke Day. And I've had the privilege and honor of going to a couple Duke Days, and it is so neat to see these youth experiencing God and a game and sharing the faith in the game. This coming week, as William said, our ASP team left for Virginia. Please keep those families and those providing service to families in your prayers. I was talking with Emma today. She went on a service project, and she was telling me that she worked on a roof. So thank you, Emma, for sharing that. and that she made a connection with the family. And that's really what it's all about, is to share God's love. So thank you for serving. We have a mission to Southeast Raleigh, the shopping basket. And each week people bring donations. And Otis and Kellen and many others who have a heart for missions distribute those items to Southeast Raleigh. And right now we're going to have a witness. And Kellen, I understand you're going to share a witness about, is it about Southeast Raleigh? About Southeast Raleigh. So give her a hand clap.
Good morning. It's kind of funny because I hadn't planned on speaking this morning, so I'm going to completely shoot from the hip in my heart. My children constantly tell me that I need to slow down. My mother tells me that I need to slow down. I kind of am one of those people that I just do. And I've been searching all year trying to figure out exactly what I'm supposed to do, because I've been wildly all over the map, trying to do as many things as possible. And God kind of stopped me in my tracks. I'm not sure if it was God or if it was just him saying, this is how I'm going to stop you. And he stopped me physically. I had a pretty severe back injury that I've been dealing with for the last almost 3 months now. And by the grace of God, I am getting so much better. But during that time, I really had to reevaluate what it is that's most important to me and prioritize the things in my life. And what I have come out of that is absolutely number one, my family. I actually moved May 31st. I closed on two houses the same day and then had to move all through this back injury. And then I was completely flat on my back once I got all of the boxes unpacked. And then I got poison ivy, and I was itching from head to toe. My mom had back surgery, and the list kept going on and on and on. But again, I kept my mind and my heart focused on, okay, I'm thinking ahead, always doing. And the biggest thing that came out of it for me professionally, so to speak, is Bridge the Gap Mission and working with Otis in Southeast Raleigh. I apologized to him a week ago and said, I'm really sorry, you know, that I've kind of taken a hiatus from life for the last 3 months. This is why. And of course, you know, he's a wildly forgiving soul and said that it was fine and that he didn't mind. And he was just as excited to work with me and the things that we have planned as he was before. And the very next day, I saw a message on Facebook from a woman who was looking to donate because her husband owns Played Against Sports at the Cary Crossroads location. He donated an entire garage full, thank you, Mom, for allowing me to donate your garage, entire garage full of stuff, shirts, sweatshirts, and this is all, I thought it was all going to be used stuff. It's all completely brand new, has all of the tags on it, and it's a lot. It's overwhelming. I've gone to her house twice to sort, and I've stood there and looked at it and left because I don't even know where to begin. So one thing I've also learned is that I need to learn how to delegate and ask for help. I'm not very good at either. So I'm here this morning to ask for your help. And this is how we need help. One, organizationally. If you could see these ridiculous little notes up here, you'd see that I need help with organization. So organizationally, if you are an organizational guru, I need to talk to you. That's one. Number two, I need legal help to help me finish our 501c3 process. I've got almost all of it done, but what I have no clue how to do is the financial part. They want to know how much money we're going to make. I don't have any idea how much money we're going to make. We have never done this before. So if you think you could help with that, I would love to talk to you. We need help sorting really bad. So I'm going to designate a day. So I guess the best way to do it is to get a piece of paper and have you give me your email address if you're interested in helping, because it won't take that long with a lot of hands. The other big news is that some very dear friends of mine since I was 14 are going to, for a very, very, very discounted price, create a logo for Bridge the Gap Mission, which I'm hugely excited about. We do have a Facebook page, so if you're on Facebook and you're familiar with it, please like our page. Please spread the word of what we're trying to do, because we're constantly collecting. And unfortunately, my mom's space in her garage is full. So we really need a space, one, to store, and two, we're really looking for a space in the heart of Southeast Raleigh, around Moore Square, somebody that would allow us to use that little space either to kind of revamp, and we can do that through volunteers, or let us rent it for a very small amount of money. So there's lots of things going on. We appreciate your help, your support, your prayers. Please pray that this continues to grow. I'm amazed at how far we've come. We have a long way to go. What's coming up is the Youth Mission Week. That will be the next event in Southeast Raleigh. We did it last year. There was 92 kids that went, and there's 92 kids that are going this year. After that, we're going to be doing a backpack drive. So in addition to what is being collected here, you can start bringing backpacks, school supplies in the backpacks. Any of those things, we're definitely collecting and excited to give. And then after that, we're going to do a big trunk or treat. I know the church does an amazing job here with the trunk or treat. We want to do that in Southeast Raleigh. That's what Bridge the Gap is all about, is building community one neighbor at a time. Thank you.
Isn't it neat how God slows us down to really evaluate what's important? And we are so thankful for Kellen. And the neatest part about being the pastor's wife is to see how people grow, not only myself, but to see how people change and grow. And Kellen, it's just been a pleasure and honor to walk with you through this. If you could meet one of your neighbors and pass the peace and share God's love.